Leonard Bernstein would have turned 100 years old this Saturday, and if it had been up to his father, Samuel, he never would have taken a career he did as a world-famous conductor and composer. His father did everything he could to keep his son off the stage. But as we now know, Leonard Bernstein didn't listen. Reporter Judith Kogan has the story.
When Leonard Bernstein was 10, his Aunt Clara was going through a divorce. She didn't know what to do with her old upright piano, so she deposited it in the hallway of the Bernstein family apartment. Bernstein says it changed his life.
A piano. So I touched this thing, and that was it.
Leonard Bernstein's daughter, Jamie, elaborates.
He was absolutely obsessed with music from the moment Aunt Clara's piano arrived in the front hall. And then he just knew he had to be a musician.
Bernstein taught himself to play by ear, not always successfully, but always loudly and triumphantly. His father would sometimes scream from the bedroom, "Stop that noise! I can't sleep!" But Leonard was in heaven. Eventually, he asked for lessons. His parents found a neighbor's daughter to teach him weekly, $1 per lesson. Leonard progressed quickly. So fast, after a couple of years, he had outpaced his teacher. "The boy is gifted," she reportedly told his mother. "I can't keep up with him anymore." Leonard found a new teacher at the New England Conservatory, but there was a problem. She charged $3 an hour. Sam saw that Leonard was getting serious about music. Sam refused to support this. This was trouble. Sam Bernstein had come to America as a teenager from Russia, alone and poor. He worked his way up the immigrant ladder, from cleaning fish at New York's Fulton Fish Market to the ownership of the largest supplier of beauty parlor goods in New England. Sam was convinced his son would never be able to support himself or a family as a musician.
As far as Sam was concerned, a musician meant being a klezmer who schlepped from village to village with his little fiddle and played at a wedding or a bar mitzvah and got a bowl of soup and a few coins and see you later.
But there was something else. Sam wanted Leonard, his eldest son, to take over the business he'd built from nothing.
That's the immigrant dream come true. There he came over from the shtetls at the age of 17 without a coin in his pocket. It's the classic story, and he worked and slaved and worked his way up until he had the successful hair and beauty supply business. In Boston, it's Bernstein, was the motto. So you can imagine Sam's alarm when Leonard announced that he wanted to be a musician.
Leonard was determined to earn enough to pay for the lessons himself. He began teaching piano lessons for $1 an hour to children of friends and neighbors. On weekends, he played in a little jazz band, playing weddings on broken pianos. It was hard work, but fun. Playing piano, Lenny was the life and soul of every party he attended, and he was pleased to be independent of his father. But after Lenny graduated from college, without a job, Sam's harangues resumed. Lenny's friend Harold Shapiro remembers.
And his father was nagging him all the time about making a living. And Sam Bernstein would come, when we were together, Sam would come over to me and say, "What do you want me to do with this boy? You know, that he's not going to make any money out of you."
Just a few years later, Bernstein became an overnight sensation in a nationally broadcast concert at Carnegie Hall.
Bruno Walter, who was to have conducted this afternoon, is ill, and his place will be taken by the young American-born assistant conductor of the Philharmonic Symphony, Leonard Bernstein.
A journalist confronted Sam after the concert. Jamie Bernstein picks up the story.
"Is it true, Mr. Bernstein, that you wouldn't pay for your son's piano lessons?"
Sam's reply is the stuff of legend.
"Well, how was I supposed to know he'd turn out to be Leonard Bernstein?"
For Here and Now, I'm Judith Kogan.